Welcome to the final episode of this series of Inside Fighting together with 32 Red. As you heard last week, we've come to the end of the line with Carl Frampton's career as the two-weight world champion was stopped in the sixth round of what turned out to be his final fight. Over the next 25 minutes or so, we'll take an intimate look at what happened both in the ring and in the dressing room after the fight, and we'll reflect on his truly remarkable career. This is The Last Stand.
Given the size differentials at play, given the fact that he's up in weight once again, you have to feel that this is the biggest test for Carl Frampton in his entire career. Perhaps the biggest question is, at the respective stages of their careers, what can both fighters bring to the table? How much do they still have left?
Pushing back, work away on the inside, work on the inside.
His next route out.
That's the shot.
His defence. Oh, lovely uppercut.
Oh, fucking left hand strong.
So Frampton hurt more laterally in his career than he had been previously.
That was good head over there from Frampton. He got nice and oh, good
uppercut.
Oh,
no.
Huge uppercut.
And he is badly hurt.
Oh, no.
Still a long, long way to go. Oh, another left hand. And surely this is too much.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Frampton fighting back. Another huge left hand.
Fuck! You've got to hold, Cole.
Surely this is the end. And the towel comes in. And it's Jamal Herring in the biggest fight of his life. And Carl Frampton's dream crumbles here in the desert.
Mum, you don't feel fucking well, do you think anybody's fucking bothered that you lost that fight? Everyone's just concerned.
Yeah.
Of course everyone wanted you to win. Of course they fucking did. Right, but do you think it matters to win one little bit whether you won or lost?
Yeah.
It matters that the man you fucking are. And that's all but it is.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't
okay.
It's like, it feels like he's let us down. He's not let us down at all. That's just him as a person. He's thinking of other people all the time. And I said, I don't care whether you win a world title. My only concern is that you got out and you go home and live the rest of your life healthy.
Everything what you've done for us, you don't have to win a fucking world title. I'm telling you now, you don't have to win a world title.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. I've just apologised for, not performing and thanked them for the last part of my career, because I've really enjoyed it, you know. I've really enjoyed it with him. And, you know, the last few years have been good to me, boxing. I've enjoyed it. Before that, I didn't. And I've had some very, very bad times, some bad things happened to me in boxing. But the last few years have been good, even through the defeats. It's okay, and these guys will be my friends for the rest of my life.
I guess with Carl though, he had every right to roll the dice because of everything that he'd already achieved. There was nothing to lose.
Yeah, and the big one for me, I think, which we'll probably talk about now, is the Warrington. Because he knows the mistakes he made in the Warrington fight, and then he still performed to the level he did for the rest of the fight. He was angry with himself because of the early part of that fight, and he wanted to try and fix that. So I get it, I understand, but he never needed to fight again. It was for now, he'll be able to retire content, whereas he wouldn't have been able to do that after the Warrington fight.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I know we talked about how, you know, you threw your towel in with Tommy Coyle, and there's an element of you have to go on your instincts because you don't have time to really think about the decision properly. It's literally you've got to make a split second call right in that moment. But knowing everything that's on the line for Carl and his legacy, that's got to have been one of the toughest calls you've had to make, surely.
Of course, the toughest call probably, but at the same time, the easiest, because when your heart's in the right place and you're doing it for the right reasons, you know it's the right decision. So if your heart's not in the right place, it's in it for the money or the success. I'm not in this for that, even though I'm probably telling lies a little bit because it's my job, so I'll get paid for it. But I'm not in it for that. I'm in it because I love boxing and I want to now help fighters achieve some of the stuff that I achieved and hopefully more than what I achieved because I realised the mistakes I made. So the errors what I made, I want to then pass on to the fighters and teach them and say, don't make the mistakes I made, and then pass on everything that I've picked up along the way. I don't want to earn loads of money from it, but as a consequence of me trying to help people, then I earn money, which is a bonus. So someone said to me years ago, find something you love and find a way to get paid for it. You never work a day in your life. You've got to keep the focus for the right reason. So as long as my heart is in the right place, I'll always make the right decision. If my mind was on winning a world title for me, which is the most selfish thing ever, because I'm not the one winning it. The fighter is the one winning it. I'm doing it to help him win it. So if I'm thinking about world titles or money, I'm not going to make the right decision. Therefore, the consequence of that is somebody's husband or dad's life is in my hands because I'm thinking about money or world titles. You can't do that. You literally can't do that. It's the greatest sport in the world, but it's the most dangerous sport in the world. You can't hesitate for a split second thinking about stuff like that. You have to make the right call. And it's easier to do in a situation like Carl's or like Tommy's because the flow of the fight steadily went that in that direction. You thought Carl was going to pull it back a little bit when he had a real good fourth round, and then he started the fifth well and then got put down. And then at that point, you started to think, oh, just at the point where he was getting momentum, he was going to get a foothold in the fight. And then the flow of the fight just started slipping away from us. And then when he got dropped in the sixth round, I shouted for the towel straight away and I said, oh, I'm thinking to myself, if there's a couple of good shots now, if he doesn't fight back and Herriman starts landing clean, the towel's going in because he's gone past the point where he's got a legitimate proper chance of winning this fight. The only way he's going to win the fight is by one of those spectacular come from behind knockout punches, which virtually never happens. So what is the point in risking his health, you know, long-term health, for the sake of a few more, 10 more seconds or 15 more seconds on a hope of rolling the dice? I don't want to gamble with someone's health like that.
No, you absolutely did the right decision. And I told Carl the same thing. You know, as a commentator, what you do is you, when there's a knockdown, the first thing you do is you look at the clock because you know roughly what someone can survive time-wise if they're smart and savvy. And it was like a minute 40. And the way he fell and everything taken into consideration, you just thought, I'd be very surprised if this goes on another minute.
Yeah.
Incredibly well to get to his feet, first of all. He did incredibly well to start firing back. But the problem was is that in firing back, that's when you're vulnerable. And he kind of needed to hold, but his legs weren't there to close the gap. And so when the towel come in, I was incredibly gutted. But at the same time, you nod because you go, yeah, 100% the right thing to do. You know,
and do you know, fighters' styles obviously vary massively. And if a fighter's on the sort of defence to offence spectrum is slightly more down the defensive route, in a situation like that, they've got a better chance because instinctively, they'll go into defence mode rather than attack mode. Carl's not that type of fighter. He's a ballsy, come on, let's fucking have it. When the red light flashes on, you know, that fight or flight thing, he's not a flight, he's a fight. He'll stand there and fight. So instinctively, you know that when he gets hurt and when he gets dropped, he's going to be one of the type of fighters who stands and trades. Tommy Coyle would do the same. So if Jack Catterall's in that situation, I know Jack Catterall is going to go into a full defence mode to make sure he gets through that passage of time before he starts to fire back. Carl was never going to do that. Carl was always going to do what he did, and he dug in and started thinking, and he landed a couple of good shots. But then, as you say, he opens himself up to someone punching timing-wise to try and punch with you then because they know they've already got your ear. It only takes a half clip then to get you going. And then once you start going again, that's the point in time where you're really at risk of being laid out properly. So, listen, it's all experiencing. I've seen it happen so many times over the years and I don't want to see it happen to my fighters. That's the thing. And you've got to learn from them past mistakes. You know, the Boxing Board of Control have put stringent stuff in place ringside, you know, the doctors, they've got to be at the hospital in a certain amount of time, you know, when things occur in a ring, because they've learned from previous mistakes. We've got to do the same as trainers. We've got to look back at what's happened in the past and go, come on, you could see that coming. Let's not let that happen again. That's my only concern. My only concern was that he finished his career healthy and then he gets to live the rest of his life with his family with no problems, because we know the problems that boxing can cause for those type of fighters. That's the reason I retired myself. I retired at 31 years old because my brain scan changed and they told me I was fine to carry on, but we have to inform you that there's been a slight change, but it's nothing serious. And I'm like, I've been in fight of the year 3 times and I'm never in a dull fight. So surely it's caused from boxing. So I got a second opinion and he said, listen, you know, my advice to you would be to get out of boxing as soon as possible, because that's the type of fighter I was. That's the type of fighter Kyle's been in the past. He's been in some great fights and he lives to fight another day.
You okay?
Yeah.
Where's your brother?
Upstairs. Want me to get him?
No, where's your mummy?
Made a mistake. I phoned Carla, texted me, and the first text I seen after the fight, and she says, can I phone you now? So I thought she'd seen the fight, and she hadn't seen the fight. So I phoned her, you know, busted up face, and I made a mistake. I should have checked first. I just thought that she'd, you know, seen it and heard the result.
How did you feel when you spoke to him afterwards?
I just felt a wee bit sad for him.
Because you FaceTimed him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you talk about?
Just talking about he's going to be home soon, then that's him done, and he'll have to do it again.
Yeah, so that, I bet that was nice to hear, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, I've done well in the sport. I'm proud of what I've done, but hopefully we can, you know, now reap the rewards of what I've done. Shame it had to end like that, but it happens, doesn't it? I don't know, people are upset. Christine didn't watch a fight. She can't watch it anymore after the Warrington fight. I understand that completely. I think the kids are excited. Jesus, I'm very emotional here. I think the kids are excited to get me home.
Carl's got a great career ahead of him, I think. You know, he can speak well. He's a likeable person. There'll always be work there for him, not even just in boxing, I don't think, in other areas, because he's that type of character. And I'm glad for him because he deserves it, because he's given a lot of people a lot of enjoyment over the years. He's put a lot of hard work in and he got rewards from the boxing side of it. Now he can retire and relax and enjoy his family time. But I feel like he'll get a lot of repercussions in the long run as well.